各位，诺基亚这回厉害了。
Well, Nokia is back.
哎
，Well,
我不知道您是不是这样哈。
I don't know if you were like this.
这一听到这个名字
，Hearing this name,
我们能想到的是啥
？What we can think of?
多半是闪过当年那个能砸核桃的手机。
It's probably just a flash of the old phone that could crack walnuts.
或者是13年前
or 13 years ago.
2013年
2013.
他把整个手机业务卖给微软的时候
when he sold the entire mobile business to Microsoft.
那个有点落寞的背影哈
that kind of melancholic figure.
当年好多好多人都用过它。
Many people used it back then.
我记得我大学第一台手机。
I remember my first phone in college.
我挣钱之后买的第一台手机都是诺基亚。
After I earned money, the first phone I bought was a Nokia.
那时候特感慨。
At that time, I felt very emotional.
哟，说。
Well,
怎么这么一个巨人就倒下了呢？但是
Tell me how such a giant fell down.
但是到今天，他的这个重回巅峰有点让我们震惊了。
However, his comeback to the top today has really surprised us.
根据刚刚出炉的2026年第一季度财报
，According to the newly released first quarter 2026 financial report.
诺基亚的净利润同比暴涨超过两倍。
Nokia's net profit surged more than two times compared to the previous year.
而且更不可思议的是
，Moreover, it is even more surprising that
现在全球风头最劲的 AI 教父黄仁勋亲自带着英伟达给诺基亚直接砸了10亿的战略投资。
Now, the most powerful AI guru Huang Renfu personally brought Nvidia to Nokia with a strategic investment of $10 billion.
不仅如此
，Moreover,
人家的那个什么光网络设备就卖到断货，订单直接排到了。
Though that light network devices sold out, and the orders are directly in line.
今年下半年。当年被传破产倒闭的诺基亚
In the second half of this year, Nokia, which was rumored to be bankrupt and closed down,
不仅没有消亡
Not only did it not die,
反而悄悄成长了一个市值达
Instead, it quietly grew a market value,
达到6000亿的隐形巨头
Reaching the trillion-dollar hidden giant.
但是我肯定会纳闷是吧
？You must be wondering, right?
卖掉手机的诺基亚
，sell a Nokia phone.
这十几年他干嘛了
？What has he been doing in the past 10 years?
凭什么在 AI 时代又满血复活了呢
？Why did it manage to revive in the age of AI?
其实这里头有一个巨大的认知误区。
In fact, there is a huge cognitive bias here.
当年诺基亚快扛不住的时候
，It was when Nokia was really struggling.
确实把手机业务给卖了。
Indeed, they sold the mobile business.
卖给微软了吗
？Sell Microsoft software.
但是呢，微软当年买走的只是诺基亚的品牌壳子、设计工。
However, Microsoft only acquired Nokia's brand shell and design.
工人和制造厂最值钱的、最核心的通信技术专利，诺。
The most valuable and core communication technology patents for workers and manufacturers.
诺基亚是一个都没卖，全。
Nokia didn't sell a single one.
都死死攥在手里。
Clutching them all tightly.
好比说，一个地主把自己家开的赔钱的饭馆给卖了，但
For example, a landlord sells his own unprofitable restaurant.
但是盖饭馆的这块地皮，他
But the production is this piece of land.
他可没动， 到现在，诺基亚里手里头握着有26000多个核心专利。
He still holds 2,600 and more core patents in Nokia's hands.
造成了一个什么局面呢
？What is the result of this？
就是说，如今全球不管你是哪一个手机厂商啊，你。
That is to say, no matter which mobile phone manufacturer you are in the world today,
你苹果
，you Apple，
三星
，Samsung，
华为
，Huawei，
小米
，Xiaomi，
vivo，
vivo，
oppo，
oppo，
哎
，l，
只要生产的是 5G 手机
，as long as you produce 5G phones。
只要还想联网
，As long as you want to connect，
每迈出去一步，就得给诺基亚交一笔专利的租金，虽然不多。
Every time a phone is sold, a patent fee must be paid to Nokia, although it's not much。
但是这量一大
，But the amount is so large，
这数可就惊人了。
This is really amazing。
你看，以前的做手机。得买芯片啊
！Before to make a phone, you had to buy chips.
这个搞屏幕、什么铺渠道，赚的是辛苦钱。
This is about making money by selling screens.
现在呢，把手机业务给砍了。
Now we're cutting the mobile business.
反过来呢，给全天下的手机厂商当了房东了。
In return, he became a landlord for all mobile phone manufacturers around the world.
去年一年
，last year，
他光靠躺着收租就收了15亿欧元。
He only relied on lying down and collecting rent, and he earned 1.5 billion euros.
利润率高达70%。
Profit margin as high as 70%。
更绝的是，就这啊，老爷们儿现在把这套地主收租的模式。
I think it's just that the old guys are now implementing this landlord-tenant model.
系统性的复制到了新能源汽车和网络流。
Systematically copied to new energy vehicles and the Internet of Things.
媒体上，现在奔驰要教亚马逊。
Currently, Mercedes-Benz is going to sell its Amazon business.
好莱坞放视频也得给他交钱。
To show a video in Hollywood, you also have to pay him.
只要说你还在这个数字化社会里头混。
As long as you say you're still living in this digital society.
就绕不开诺基亚之前打的这个地基。
This inevitably leads back to Nokia's previous foundation.
当然，话要说回来啊。
Well, that's the truth.
光靠吃老本收租。
Relying solely on eating old money and collecting rent.
顶多算个土财主啊。
At most, he's just a local rich guy.
他这个全球算力老大。
He is the global computing power leader.
英伟达凭什么看上他，还给他送了10亿呢
？Why did Nvidia like him so much and give him 100 million?
这就要聊到这两年最火的 AI 算力荒。
This is where we discuss the recent AI computing power shortage.
我们知道 AI 火，对吧
？We know about AI fire, right?
人工智能嘛。知道大模型需要 GPU 芯片。
I know that AI, especially large models, require GPU chips.
对吧
？Right.
但是很多人可能忽视了一个底层的这个物理逻辑。芯片算力再强
，However, many people may overlook a fundamental physical logic chip, even if its computing power is strong.
他得把数据给传出去。
He needs to get the data out.
AI 数据中心那里边海量的数据传输。
The vast amount of data transmission in the AI data center.
要是用普通的电线。
Use ordinary wires.
那延迟能让人直接就发疯。
That delay can make people go crazy.
必须要用到最顶尖的这个光通信技术。
We must use the most advanced optical communication technology.
诺基亚呢，在2024年干了一件极其狠辣的事儿。
Nokia did something extremely ruthless in 2024.
他一共砸了23亿美元呢。
He spent a total of $23 billion.
把这个美国的光通信巨
This is a beautiful light.
头英飞朗直接就给吞并了，就这一下，
In the end, he directly addressed this issue.
直接他可就卡住了 AI 数据中心的脖子了。
He directly jammed the AI data center's throat.
现在呢，全球前10的云服务商里，有9家用的都是诺基亚的光网络技术。最聪明的一件事儿啊，是
Currently, the top 10 cloud service providers globally all use Nokia's optical network technology, which is a very smart thing.
他跟英伟达联手搞了一个叫做 AI RNI 的技术。
He teamed up with Nvidia to develop a technology called ERNIE.
那么大伙儿听着觉得有点不明白，是吧？
So, everyone, I think you're all a little confused, right?
我们给您稍微翻译一下，
Let's translate this for you a little bit.
们满大街不都是有铺天盖地的那个 5G 基站吗？凭
Aren't there 5G base stations all over the place?
平时咱们白天啊上网，基站忙得不可开交，一
Normally, during the day, we are all busy browsing the internet and working on our websites.
到了大半夜，
As soon as it was midnight,
大伙都睡了，
everyone is asleep.
没人打电话了。
No one called.
这些基站里头昂贵的服务器和算力，
These expensive servers and computing power in these base stations.
这个普通利用率还不达到10%。
The utilization rate is still not up to 10%.
那全白白浪费了。
That's a complete waste.
诺基亚呢，就跟英伟达这么一合计。
Nokia and Nvidia have teamed up.
我说，咱们把这几百万个基站钥匙给它盘活，怎么样？什么意思？
What do you mean by letting us revitalize these millions of base station keys?
白天他们管通信，等到了夜间流量低谷了。
During the day, they handle communications, and at night, when traffic is low,
摇身一变，可就变成了微型 AI 服务器。
it can be transformed into a miniature AI server.
就近帮英伟达去跑那些个自动驾驶啊。
Help Nvidia with autonomous driving as soon as possible.
智能安防啊。
Smart security.
大模型的轻量化推理去了。
The lightweight inference of large models has been achieved.
你就这么想呗。
That's what you think.
英伟达正愁满世
Nvidia crowdfunding is all over the world.
借去建一些个数据中心太贵呢。
I suggest that data centers are too expensive.
诺基亚这一伸手得，现成几百万个节点，现成的电，现成的网络。
Nokia has a readily available network with millions of nodes.
这叫什么？
What is this called?
这叫干柴。
This is called dry wood.
遇上烈火。
Encountering the fire.
一拍即合呀。
Great, let's do it.
而且大伙儿发现没有？
And everyone noticed.
今年是全球 6G 标准制定的关键年份。
This year is a key year for the development of the global 6G standard.
诺基亚现在已经跟爱立信呢
Nokia is now with Ericsson.
德国的顶级机构联手死死卡住了 6G 视频和 AI 原生构架的这种标准制定权。
Top German institutions have jointly seized and and blocked the rights to the standard framework for 6G video and AI native architecture.
当很多的普通网民还在用情怀去唏嘘。
While many ordinary netizens are still using nostalgia to sigh,
去致敬当年诺基亚手机的时候。
When I switched to Nokia phones,
这个老牌巨头早就撕掉了手机的旧标签。
This old giant has long since shed its old label of being a mobile phone manufacturer.
前换上了科技新地主和 AI 基建商的新西服。
A switch to a new energy provider, which was a tech-focused company and an AI infrastructure builder.
在大伙看不见的数据底层重新制定了他的游戏规则。
He redefined the game rules in the underlying data that nobody else could see.
所以刚才咱们那个疑问
So, the question we just raised.
诺基亚死里复生
Nokia's resurrection.
咱们能看到什么呀
What can we see?
他给咱们当下的企业
He is giving the current enterprise.
甚至是普通人都提供了一个极其残酷
Even with the help of a commoner, it was incredibly cruel.
但也极其清醒的生存逻辑
But also a very clear survival logic.
一时的风口换了，不叫完蛋；表面的产品淘汰也不叫失败。
A temporary trend change doesn't mean a complete failure. It doesn't mean that our product's failure is just a result of its failure.
只有我们在顺境的时候
，Only when we are in a favorable situation.
练就了别人绕不开的核心技能
Developed core skills that others can't avoid
存下了足够深的这种家底儿
With enough savings
哪怕时代变了
Even if the times change
我们依然有资本在下一个风口期来临之时
We still have the capital to come to the next closure period
换一个姿势
Change your pose.
重新称王啊。
Reclaiming the throne.